Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wasalam ala rasulullah. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow. We're broadcasting today from right here in Ohio, which is round on both ends and high in the middle. And if you laugh at these jokes, you'll laugh at anything. So this is Yusuf S. This is the National Muslim Chaplain. We're here in... we're not in Kent State again, are we?
Yeah, we are.
We are? Yeah. We are. In Kent State University, the alma mater of my mother. She went here in the 1930s. You imagine that? She said it changed a lot. She told me that in the 1970s. I guess it changed again, huh? We're glad to be here, though, and it's nice that we have a chance to talk on my favorite subject, which is Islam. And we just had a question that came in, and the question is regarding what is your favorite hadith? How can I tell you that unless I tell you what's a hadith? What the heck is that? Do you know what's a hadith? No clue, right? Right. Okay, so let's deal with that first. This is an Arabic word, kind of alago Arabia, and it means a story or a saying or a teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And I'd like to make a distinction and differentiate between something which is called Quran, or recitation, and hadith, which means the sayings or stories. In Christianity and in Judaism, you have something very similar, which is you have the word of God. The problem is, though, it gets mixed with the word of man. And how you can prove it is because when a human being says that God said this or God said that, so obviously it's still a human telling you what God said. So that's why it's very frequently referred to in Christendom as the inspired word of God. And in Islam, it's different because the word of God itself is always kept separate from what Muhammad, peace be upon him, says. So you don't have to worry about who said what about what. Exactly what God said is over here in one pile, if you will, and then what the teachings of Muhammad are, peace be upon him, are over here in another pile. So you can make it real quick. So we don't have it like in the gospel according to Saint somebody or other. It's all just one. There is only one gospel. And actually, gospel may not be fair because we also have in Quran the reference to gospel, which is Injil. And I don't want to get into it too deep because I just wanted to make a differentiation between the two words. But so you know, this is something Muhammad is saying, peace be upon him. But that also falls into two categories. Those things which he's teaching us and he's, you know, telling us this is a good thing to do or not to do. But then there are some sayings he said, do you know what your Lord has said? And then he quotes God, but this is not in the Quran, because the exact quote is not there. For instance, if God said, and I'll give the English for you, if God had said, you know, those people over there, and whereas he might have been free to say these people over here, and this could have been a difference and it would have been up to him. But in Quran, it's exactly to the letter with no difference exactly what Allah has said. Then it's recited by Muhammad. Just let's make that distinction so you know what I'm talking about. The preservation of the hadith are something that cannot be argued with, because the scholars, the early scholars of Islam, developed a system that we use today in Scotland Yard and on eBay, on the internet, and actually in this very university where we sit right here, and it's called the method of understanding where something came from, or dalil in Arabic, and this rawaya or chain of narrators has to be perfected. And you can say, for sure I know this man, and he knew that lady, and she said to him, and he said to me. It has to be verified. So this is what a hadith is. Is that okay? Yeah. What's my favorite one?
What's your favorite one? Your favorite thing?
I wanted to give you all of this to prove a point about something. You see, you asked me one small question and see how much I talked and talked. Did I talk too much?
No, I know I did.
On purpose. Because watch this. Because somebody went to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, tell me something about the deen or the way of Islam, which only you could tell me. Tell me something about Islam that only you could tell me. And you ask me, tell me about just one hadith, which is only a small part of Islam, is hadith. And look how long I've been talking already, right? So if you ask the expert, which would be Muhammad, peace be upon him, what's Islam? My God, how much do you think he would be saying and talking ad infinitum? Huh? You can't imagine. There'll be no limit. Yet when they ask him, tell us something about Islam, only you can tell us, he merely said, قُلْ أَمَنْتَ بِلَا ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. That's the Arabic. What is the English? He said, say, I put everything into the trust of Almighty God, and then be steadfast and faithful to what you said. And that's pretty good advice for all of us. With that, you've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, and we'll have more. Stay tuned for more right here.